It's the WELL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's presented by Cobalt Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. I'm Rock Onushi. He is the Hall of Famer Tom Evans, and he on the hotline is Coach Blake Owen from Black River. And he was a very, very busy man this past weekend, to say the least, as I'm sure we'll talk about this past weekend's adventures for Coach Owen and his Black River Boys and Girls Pirates as they wrapped up a district and now get ready for the state tournament. So, Coach, greatly appreciate the time here on the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. Excited to break down what was a busy weekend for you, but first and foremost, how you doing?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Blake, we appreciate it. Kind of a roller coaster of emotions for you on the weekend, and you know, I talked to the station here on Saturday morning, and I thought you guys had about as good a Friday night as you could have. You know, you had two in the semis at that point in time. Colton was coming back through consolations, and but you never want to count your chickens before they're hatched over at Independence, and you end up getting Kyle down. Talk to us about that roller coaster of emotions between Friday and Saturday with the way your kids wrestled over at Independence.
Yeah, you're right. It was definitely Friday night. I felt like it was a really good night. You know, we had some kids go out that, you know, lost some matches that we thought that they would have won. But then we had, you know, we had, like you said, we had a couple of guys in the semis, and we, you know, Colton was coming back through the bracket. I thought we had a real good shot. And even before we started, I thought maybe we'd have a chance of getting four down to Columbus. And, you know, and you never know. You might not get any down there. And, between Friday night, I could hardly get any sleep. I was like, tomorrow's going to be a good day. And then, you know, we had some ups and downs in there, but with Caden coming out and winning his semifinal match in overtime, that was, you know, that really, really fired the team up. And, you know, we didn't get what we wanted with Mason and Colton, but it was a great weekend, in my opinion, down there at Independence.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Hendershot. I want to talk a little bit about Mason because, you know, Mason's had a good season, but he seems to really caught fire here at the end of the season. And I caught one of his matches on Friday night from down at the other end of the mat, and he looked like he was wrestling as well as he's wrestled in the last couple of years for you.
Oh yeah, he really come on this weekend. He's one of those wrestlers who comes in at the beginning of the season. He's like, you wonder what he did all year, because I know he does off-season work, and then he slowly just picks up his abilities and his skill throughout the season, and it comes in the districts week like he did the same thing he did last year. He just really turns it on. He wrestled really well. He's probably one of the most, like, I was most proud of him of any of the wrestlers we had, the way he wrestled on the mat. He beat a real good kid there in the second round, quarterfinals, he did in the semis, and every match from then on out, he gave it, you know, he left it all on the mat each time, and I was really proud of how he wrestled. He did a great job. He just came up a little bit short.
And, you know, if I were a betting man, I would have lost a bet because I took a look at that heavyweight bracket, and I had Colton penciled in as a state qualifier because it kind of looked wide open. And you know, heavyweight's one of those weight classes where you just got to be careful because sometimes they don't fall the right weight for you. And I just got that feeling like on Saturday it just didn't fall the right way for Colton.
Right, and you're right. He, you know, he's a younger kid, sophomore, and you know, we've been working with him. But like you said, you get some of those bigger kids in there, you just never know which way things are going to fall. And he got on the, you know, the downside of things there on that last go-to match, and you know, he thinks, you know, he knows he could have won that match if he would have, you know, maybe worked on some things that we said before he went out there. But it, you know, the emotions and everything that's going on there, he got on the bottom side of the bigger kid, and you know, it didn't work out for him, but I'm really excited for his future. He is too.
You know, and that was just a part of your weekend. You just kind of told us before we came on the air that I probably should have realized. I walked past her about 25 times over the weekend. That your daughter is also the stat for the boys wrestling team, and then you turn around and Taylor heads down. You head down to Findlay Saturday night after the districts, and it was kind of nice to walk out of the district tournament and still have the sun shining. But then you drive all the way down to Findlay to get ready for Taylor to qualify for the state meet at Findlay. Tell us a little bit about Taylor's weekend.
Yeah, so she's like, I tell her, like, you know, you really should stay home and rest and, you know, get a workout. And she's like, no, I'm coming to the boys. I'll do this task because I'm the best. I'm the only one that does it right. And she's like, and I want to watch them. And then here, so I'm like, all right, I can never tell her no. It's, you know, my daughter. And then so she was, you know, right on her weight there. So we got a workout in Friday night at Independence. And we went Saturday, and then we – she didn't work out until we left Independence and drove straight to Finley's, about a two-hour drive. And then we got to work out in the hotel in their little exercise room. And then she was good for the night, and we got to bed and get some sleep best we could. And then, you know, we had to weigh in at 7:30 in Finley on Sunday morning. So it was, for her, you know, and just being a wrestler is a long weekend, you know. And, you know, me coaching, I'm just, you know, just yelling a lot. But here she's, you know, got to maintain her weight and do this, maintain her mental capacity to do the stats and then, you know, wrestle, you know, at the end of the weekend. So.
And for those of you that have never made the trip from Independence to Findlay, there is no easy way from Independence, Ohio to Findlay, Ohio. It's just not a real scenic route that you're ever going to see on one tank trips on Channel 8, I guarantee you. But you know, Blake, tell us a little bit about you know, the week you're heading down to Columbus here, probably Thursday night. Tell us about their draws and how you're feeling about their chance, both Hendershots and your daughters down at the state tournament.
Yeah, we're right. You're heading down Thursday night, and then we'll get a small workout in the hotel if we need to, and then weigh in Friday. And for Taylor's bracket, you know, she's got in my opinion, she's got a real good shot. Her first round match, we haven't ever wrestled that girl, but, you know, we've seen her wrestle, and we feel confident about that. And then the second round match is a girl she beat last year in the second round in the quarterfinals. So she pinned her, that girl, in the first period, and we haven't wrestled her all year either, but, you know, I feel good about that one. So I really see her going in the semis, and, you know, her goal is a state championship. It's going to be, she has to win some tough matches, but I think she can do it.
Blake, talk to us. I wanted you hit on something there. You know, with the rise in girls wrestling, it seems like lots of big tournaments, and you know, boys, you can go to 25 different places, but the girls, there seems to be a big tournament every weekend. So I'm thinking right now, looking at the schedules, that a lot of these girls have seen each other before. Does that help you or hurt you, do you think, going into something like this?
Well, it's a funny thing at the time. We haven't seen the girl that she was going to wrestle this year at all, and we've traveled all over the state to try to pick these girls up to see what, you know, to get a good look. On the other side of the bracket, we've wrestled all those girls, so it's interesting. And one token, because you kind of learn, you know, something about each one as you wrestle them, and then you have a game plan when you come back into the match. But when the girls you haven't seen, it makes it really difficult, you know, just to get a good feel where we, you know, how we should wrestle them. But you're right. It's a lot of girls you see all the time, but in this case, we didn't wrestle 145 all year except for sectionals. And so we haven't seen these girls yet.
Good stuff. Well, you know, I'm sure I'll see you down there, Blake. I'll find a way somehow to get myself on the floor like I always do. I'll try and snap some pictures and get them to you. But we wish you the best of luck this week down in Columbus at the state tournament. And nice job so far this year with the season.
Great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, and we'll see you down there.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks. Bye.
And that's Coach Blake Owen from Black River. Again, Caden Hendershot and his daughter Taylor Owen marching on to the state tournament this upcoming weekend. He didn't get to finish his thought on Caden, but what are your thoughts on it? No, it's okay.
No, he's as hot as anybody is either. And I think, you know, I probably wanted to go this direction with Blake a little bit too. Because, you know, Black River sits out there, and we tease a little bit because the district actually sits in three different counties.
Yeah.
Part of it's in Lorain, part of it's in Medina, part of it's in Ashland County. But Black River does a really nice job of going to a lot of different places. You know, they wrestle in the LC8, so they're going to see that LC8 competition. But they don't see that LC8 competition four and five times a year like some other schools do. They do a nice job of going south, and I think they go down to Marion still for a tournament, and they'll head out west for some. And then, you know, I'll pull up a random tournament, and there's some Black Rivers over there. They do a really nice job of mixing the schedule up and to get into some different places. And with the growth of the girls now, you know, Blake may be in Marion on Friday and in Toledo on Sunday with his daughter. That's just the way the tournaments work out. And for those guys that do double duty, God bless them. You know, Blake's one of those guys. Brandon Gilbert, we talked to him.
Yeah.
He does double duty over there. And these guys that are doing double duty, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, and that's, you know, they obviously got other things going on even just outside of that. So, yeah, no, certainly appreciate what those guys were able to do, burning the candles on both ends, right, as we've said before. And I always crack up anytime we talk about the three counties that Black River kind of sits in, because I can hear Z Zoltai in my ear right now doing football play-by-play with him over there at the stadium. Oh, you know, Rocco, if they score a touchdown in this end zone, they're in that county. But, oh, they go to the other end zone. Now you're in Ashley County, yeah, or whatever it is. And I'm just like, yeah, okay, Z, thanks. But
give you the map coordinates to that.
Jeez, yeah, oh yeah.
And Z can testify that probably one of the best concession stands in high school football over at Black River. Yeah, you got to go over and have one of their hamburgers over at Black River. They do a great job over there.
He doesn't let me forget about it. That's that's for sure. So, again, big thanks to Blake Owen, head coach for the girls and boys over at Black River, and best of luck to both of his athletes this week as they head down to Columbus. All right, do we want to save Coach Stebbin for next segment real quick?
We'll bring Jason back, yeah.
All right, because I know you had a chance to catch up with Clearview head coach Jason Stebbin at Independence this past weekend. Got a quick conversation with him in the can there. So we'll take a quick timeout, and when we return, we'll talk some Clearview wrestling quickly with head coach Jason Stebbin. We'll dive into some of the other results and look forward to the state preview this weekend. So all that and more right here. It's the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap presented by Cobles Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the app, and Tom online
at WEOL.com.